Okay, last year on Lifnei Iver, I thought we would do is base ourselves on two very beautiful pieces in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer and Chumash, Parshas Kedoshim. You should have it in front of you. Where he touches base with a lot of aspects of Lifnei Iver, not everything. Dafka, the Inyan that we spoke about yesterday, he doesn't really deal with so much. The question of Misayeya, and the question of the Shach, as far as Mumar or Mezid. He touches a little bit on the Neiva, the Shogig, or the Mezid. Okay, you may have to share. Okay? So we'll work off of the piece in Chas Asher. And as we go along, I'll try to expand a little bit and give you directions as far as where else we can look on these in Yannick. Okay, and you'll see a lot of this will be familiar, because we did go through it together. Okay. This is the first piece. The Chinuch, in describing the mitzvah in Resh Lamed Beis, he defines it as an Isser lehachshol bnei Yisrael lasus lem eitzara. That's the definition of the mitzvah. Frek the minchas Chinuch. How come the Chinuch uses a lashon lehachshol bnei Yisrael? After all, the Gemara says in the portion of Avodah Zarah that there's an Isser lehoshit Avram and Achayla ben Noach. So what should be the difference between the Isser of Ne'iver of Eitzarah and the Isser of Ne'iver of Machshel Ba'Aveira? If we find by Machshel Ba'Aveira there's an Isser even for ben Noach, so L'chaira the Isser of the giving an Eitzarah should be for ben Noach as well. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch actually assumes in Achinavi that the Isser of Ne'iver of giving Eitzarah would be ben Yisrael ben ben Noach. And even though there is an inyan that the Rambam paskins based on Mabava Basa Daf Dalid, that you shouldn't give an Eitzah Tova La'akum, it's like a Geder Lo Sechanim, it's Machzik Yedeyim, that's only a special Eitzah to give an Eitzah Tova. So what should you do? Don't give any Eitzahs. But don't give an Eitzah Rab, because that would violate Lufnei Iver. The same way you can't give Evim and Achayla Ben Noach, says Minchas Chinuch, you should not be allowed to give an Eitzah Rab Ben Noach either. L'maisa, the Lashon HaChinuch is not that way. The Lashon HaChinuch is, Lo Hachshel B'nei Yisrael L'Aslim Eitzara. It's not just the Chinuch. You find this Lashon in the Rambam as well. The Rambam says in Lo Sasei Reish Tzadi Tes, Hizir Mehachshel Tzaseinu Es Tzaseinu. Tzaseinu is the meaning Jew, another Jew. And he's talking about their Eitzara. So again, you see that it's only limited to Yisrael. Okay, so L'maisa, the basic Mahalach that Rav Asher Weiss is going to set out, is something which already appears in numerous Svarim. I just want to reference one of them, then we'll see how he develops it. There's a beautiful piece that everybody likes to quote it. It's tucked away in a sefer called Kovetz Oel Mordechai. It came out of Panevish, Ilu Nishmas, a younger man, Avreich, was Nifta Young, Mordechai Ari Rubinstein. So they call it Sefer Ol Mardechai, and it has collected in this Sefer all kinds of pieces from all different Rashi Yeshiva, past and present. In other words, you have as far back as Yonasan Eibishitz with Shlomo Kugler, and then you have closer to our generation, Chaim Salvechik, and the Zalman Meltzer, and the Chazon Ish, and the Briska Rabin, of Aaron Kotler, of Shimon Shkop, of Tali Trapp, and then you have Chidushim, a whole section, Chidushim, from the Panevish Rav. So there's about 10 shtikla from the Panevish Rav on all different inyanin. The last piece is Be'in Lufnei Iver, from Yosef Kahanimi, the founder of Yeshivas Panevish. And this is the piece that everybody likes to quote. It's Amud Kuf Tzadi Aleph in the Sefer O Mordechai, Be'in Lufnei Iver. Basically, I mean, he works out the answer, the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, but then he branches out to a lot of inyanim. Namely, there are two separate halachas of Lufnei Iver. Leave out the issue of the Pshuta Shul Mikra of, you know, Iver Mamish, just within the notion of Eitzarah as, and also the inyan of the Machshel Sam Ba'Aveira. Two separate inyanim. Eitzarah is one inyan, to give bad advice. And then there's a notion of the Machshel Ba'Aveira, and that's not the idea of Eitzara. In other words, that's also Eitzara. So what do you need a separate halacha? And in the Chinami, it's no worse than Eitzara, but there's a separate halacha. A separate halacha that you can't be machshel ba'aveira. And that's not bin adam l'chaveira. Eitzara is because I'm harming the other person. But as far as the machshav ba'aveira, so you're doing that as well. That's included in Eitzarah. In Achanami, you don't need a separate halacha. But there's a separate halacha that if I cause someone else to do an aveira, it's my chesh between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kedekach, it's considered to be like a sniff of that aveira. And therefore, he goes in to say this, all kinds of nafkaminas, umashal. This halacha, this issue right here. The inyan of lifnei iver, of the machshav ba'aveira, that's even for Ben Noach, first in the Gemara. Or Yoshit Ibn Achayla Ben Noach. Pshat is because if I'm the Gorim in his aveira, then in a certain sense it's my aveira. It's my bin al makom, my chesh bin al kadosh baruch hu. I can't be machshav ba'aveira, not a Jew, not a non-Jew. I cannot be a cause of another person's aveira, whoever that person might be. Separate alachah lefnei iver, which is bin al machaveiro. Just like there's the other inyan of bin al machaveiro that the Torah says you can't. Can't have to rech kamocha, you can't take revenge. All this is Jew and Jew. Of course, there's a larger inyan mechil Hashem, no doubt about it. But the specific iser that the Torah has of interpersonal relationships, this is bin adam lechavero, Jew and Jew, and therefore so too is lifnei iver of eitzara. It's limited to a Jew and a chinami, like the lashon achinuch, the lashon arab. And he wants to say interesting chiddush based on this. He says, the chakira of the Yad Malachi, which we'll get to here as well. The famous chakira that we have here, and you can look it up more carefully, the chakira of Yad Malachi. Is the iser dependent on the other person violating the aver? Suppose I handed over the cup of wine to the Nazir, but he didn't drink it in the end. Did I violate lifnei iver because I put the michshel, down in front of him, even though he didn't drink it? Maisa, that's still Lufei Yavasiti Mechshel. Or is it a function of being Mechshel in Bepoel? So that was a Chakira, right? Yad Malachi assumed that even if he doesn't actually do the Aveira, it's also us. The Chazon Ish seems to say, others in Pri Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, says, no, you have to do the Aveira. We had different ways to understand what that's about. Says the Panavisha Rav, if the Pshat is Lifnei Iver, is that I have a chilk in that aveira. It's a sniff of that aveira. My causing another Jew to do an aveira is like my aveira. Because I was a trigger in his aveira. Then obviously, you need that aveira to have been committed with poem. If you didn't do that aveira, then you can't pin that aveira on me. It's just because I put the mechshel down. If it didn't come, that he did the aveira later on. I'm not in violation. So he says, could be this will be a chilk. Eitzarah. And be machshil b'aveira. Eitzara, one could possibly suggest, just giving the Eitzara is already an aveira. And Mashenkin by the inyan of machshil b'aveira, that would require that he does the aveira. We had a chiddush way back, we talked about Eitzara. It could be that when you have an Eitzara that you give, there's already a michshil in the fact that the person assumes it's good advice, even if he doesn't follow up on it. But that alone has a corrupting influence on his psyche, that he takes it as a good advice. So that was our chiddush. But even if we don't necessarily say that far, say just the fact that I put the mechshel there, that he could have taken the advice, that's usher in terms of Eitzarav with the Iver. In terms of the machshel b'avera, could be you need that he has to be trip with the poel, he has to trip on the mechshel, he has to do the avera. Anyway, I'm elaborating, he has other rayas. That's the famous Panavisha Rav. Let's see how Rav Asher Weiss sets it out. He says like this. The Achronim, and you see other Achronim bring this idea out as well, the Achiezer and others. There are two Gedarim in Lifnei Iver. Two Gedarim that are very fundamentally different. One, Ben Adam Lachavero, which is seeing to it that the other person should not suffer some financial, emotional loss through you. Nezek, Gram Nezek. That is what you have in the Isser of bad advice. If you're going to give the person bad advice, that means that you can indirectly going to harm him through giving him, telling him to go down a certain path, which is going to ultimately haunt him. That's Eitzara. The second inyan is Binadam Lamakom, which is an Isser Lahakshel Eschaver B'dvar Aveira. That's Binadam Lamakom. Just as I cannot do what's wrong in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, so can I not cause others to do what is wrong, that no one should sin through me. The Gemara Chazal say, Hamachti Esa Adam, is more than worse than Hargo, right? The idea of being machti, chote u machti. So that's a cheshbon to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should not be a siba for someone else's aveira. It's a very different idea than being given the Eitzara, which is causing him harm. It's more like I should not cause an aver to be done. That's what Chazal understood to be two different ideas. He says, look at the Achiezer, Chil Gimel, and other Sfarim as well, Ksav Sofer, Chazon Ish. Now he wants to say, based on this, that which the Rambam explains in Shorish Tess, in his Hagdamah to Sefer Mitzvos, that there's no Malkus on Lufnei Iver, says the Rambam, why not? Because it's called a Lav Shebachlalus, because it has many, many different things underneath. It's like an umbrella Iser that covers a lot of different types of things. That's what Lav Shebachlalus means. Well, Sochu Al Adam, what's the Iser? This, it can mean that. A lot of different drushes Chazal have, Lav Shebachlalus. What's the Pshat? Why is it Lav Shebachlalus? If the essence of the Lav is one, that means not to trip another Jew, not to cause indirect harm to another Jew. You put a mechshel, he'll stumble. You give him bad advice, he'll take the advice, it will come back to haunt him. You give him the kos yayin to the nazir, he's going to drink it, he'll come back to haunt him. It's one yesod. So why is it shabachalas? It's one nekuda. Just different ways that you're causing harm. Why is it called shabachalas? Says Rashi Weiss, lo sigzo. You can steal this item, you can steal that item, you can steal karka, there's an Issa Gezel on karka, you can steal metaltalin, you can steal kesef, you can steal shavah kesef. Lav shebachlalus. Shem Gezel Chadu. There's different ways that it's called that you stole. So here too, it's different ways that you caused indirect harm. Through that advice, through giving a chefza shel iser. What is it? Why is Lav shebachlalus? The answer is, it's because it has different, there's two different yisodos in Lifnei Iver, as I say. There's the inyan of the machshava aveira, the benadam lamakom idea, and there's the inyan of tripping the person in terms of benadam lachaveira. Then he wants to suggest another way to read the Rambam, although he doesn't like it in the end. He says maybe the vart in the Rambam is something else. Lira has also alluded to this. If you hold like the Biskav Rav that the machshav avera, it's not just stamping on the mamakom that it was machshav avera, but the pshat is I got that avera, I have a chiluk in that avera that I caused. So it comes out that every case of lufnei iver by every avera is a separate iser. Lufnei iver is sort of is a catch-all avera that really leads you down the path to violate any other avera that happens to be that I machshav the person to do. So that, in other words, it's a lashon b'cholos because within lufnei iver I have gezel, I have macholos asuris, I have achveis gilui arayis, I have whatever avera v'dezara, whatever avera machshel, that's my avera. So lufnei iver becomes a lashon b'cholos. It's a very big chiddush to learn lufnei iver that way, but the arayis possibly, maybe that's what the Rambam meant. So these are two different ways to understand the Rambam. What's the lashon b'cholos? Either because eitzera and machshel b'avera are two separate inyanim. Second idea is because within machshel b'avera, the pshat is every avera is my avera. Now he goes on to this point here. Do you have lufnei iver ben isad rabbana? So this is the tosis that we saw Chav Beis in Avodah Zarah, that the Gemara brings lufnei iver in a case where I'm renting a merchatz to a kusi, and we say kusi is Jewish, and he will use it on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says there are two problems here. Number one, lufnei iver, because he's not allowed to melachah chol moed, so I'll be machshel him in melachah chol moed. Number two, because it's going to look like I did melacha, because people look at the merchatz as mine, it's associated with me, so it's nikreis al shemo. So there's two issues, chad avod. So the question Tosis raises is the isa melachah chol moed and isa dravan isa dorais. Big machokas. Is it really, is Mesona Kasav L'Chachamim, is it fundamentally Yisrael Raisa, or is it Yisrael Rabbana? So some Rishonim learn out from this Gemara that it must be an Yisrael Raisa, otherwise how could you have Lufnei Iver if the whole Avera that you're being Machshel is Yisrael Rabbana? So it says, you see from this Gemara, not that way, that Tos takes on it an Yisrael Rabbana, and he says you still have Lufnei Iver. So this is what he brings here, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran. The Ritva and the Ramban want to say that Isad Rabban is no Lufnei Iver. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosus disagrees there is Lufnei Iver. The Shaila is what kind of Lufnei Iver is it going to be, according to Tosus. So the Ran says that even according to Tosus, if the avera that you machshil the person to do is a drabanan, then you only violate the fnei iver on a drabanan level. It's a fnei iver a drabanan. It's no worse than the avera that you caused. He says you have another raya that you have fnei iver a drabanan, the din of the Ramban or Chaim Kuf Samach Gimel, that you're not allowed to give bread to somebody who did not do netilas yadayim, which is only din drabanan. Why? It's a fnei iver. What kind of fnei iver is it? It's only it's a drabanan. So the Pnei Gadol says it's a drabanan. So it's a fnei iver drabanan. Says the Stechemet as well. If you give a person an iser drabanan, you violate your fnei iver drabanan. So the Chora, the Minchas Chinuch wonders, but why is it worse than what? Why is it worse? Eitz hara. If I give a person bad advice, it's fnei iver d'oraisa. So it's bad advice because drabanan said not to do this. So if I'm giving them the Issa Drabbana, it's no worse than Eitz Hara. So what do you do? What do you do at that point? It's a good time. How could the Ran say for Tosis? It's only Issa Drabbana of Neiver. Should be with Neiver the Rice because of Eitz Hara. Yeah?
Isn't there also the problem with Sasser? If it makes it be over Issa Drabbana, no problem with Sasser.
I don't know if how far you go with Lo Sasser. The Lo Sasser could be on certain types of inyan. You have to look at the Ram Hilchus Mamnum. What goes into Lo Sasser? There's a din of Asumishmarti. Mishmarati. The Chum have a right to make Zeris. Does that mean it's Lo Sasser? Takanis Lo Sasser. You have to know what goes into Lo Sasser. And also, you be machshir the person will sus you think. So it's a little naive because it will sus. It's a good timer. You have to know what to answer. Yeah, Ellie. Same question.
Well, here. It's no, it's different things.
But Chayri, see, according to the Panavijara, the Gemaisa, every machshir bavera is also a tzara. It could be it's a new nafgamina, other nafgaminas, and it even extends to a guy. A tzara doesn't extend to a guy, but Chayri, you can always be machai the person. Chayv, not Chayv Malkus, but you always say the person should follow the Eva on a level Eitzara in every case of Machshava Avera, I'm giving Eitzara. So seemingly, you should get the Lufne Eva Del Raisa regardless. So he wants to say that it depends here on Shogig and Mezid. Let's say you Machshava the person be Issa Rabban and be Shogig. So in a Chanambi, the Machshava is over in Issa Torah, because giving the person unwittingly an opportunity to do an Aveir Drabbanan is no worse than giving the person bad advice. The person violating the Drabbanan, it's bad advice. So it's Lufnei Iver D'oraisa. What if the Nichshol is a Mezid? So then he wants to say like this, by a Nichshol being a Mezid, there's no Lufnei Iver of Bin Adam Machavera. He wants to do the Aveir. There, the only thing is, I cannot be a Siba for Yenim's Avera, for the other guy's Avera. So that's the only Ifneiver to talk about by a Mezid is Ifneiver of Bin Adam Mamako. So if the Bin Adam, if that Avera he's committing is Drabbanan, then that Avera Bin Adam Mamako of my Ifneiver is only going to be Drabbanan. So he's going to have to say a word like that. That's Inachinami. When is giving the person an opportunity to do an Avera a violation of Ifneiver of Eitzara only if the person is unwitting and is doing that Avera? So I was master of the person by giving bad advice. The person didn't know, he's a Summa Bedover, he doesn't know, it's like it says, he's a Summa Bedover, he's the Iver because he doesn't know what the right path is and what's the wrong path, and you say, here, this is the right path, here, enjoy this kosher food, or enjoy this food, and the person doesn't know it's not kosher, so it's kosher. So there, in a Chanami, being master by Avera is a Yitzara. And of course, even if it's only it's not cooked together, so it's not, or it's chicken, it's not meat, so it'll only be a bus of bechol of drabanan. But the lefneiver mi d'oraisa, because I gave the person bad advice and he didn't know it. But suppose a person is amazed, so there eight sarah you can't have because he's not a summa bedover, he knows exactly what he's doing. So there the iver is like the Rambam explains and the Chinuch explains, what's the iver over there? He's an iver because he doesn't realize the implications, his whole perception is distorted, says the Rambam, he doesn't see things clearly, that's why he's an iver. And according to the Chinuch, because it's going to lead him down the road to do more and more averas and more of the same avera. So this is why he's an iver. But as far as Eitzara is concerned, you can't tell me it's an Eitzara if he knows exactly what he's doing. So there you have to speak about the iver mitzad, you know, the mamakom. Oh, so now already, if the whole Isser is a Rabbanan, you can't give me with the Eva Demarais. So again, very interesting. It comes that you could sometimes have a case of being Machshav Aved Rabbanan and have an Isser with an Eva Demarais. And other, in the case of a Shogeg. But if in a case where it's a Mezer, there would only be with the Eva Rabbanan. And according to some Rishonim, it wouldn't be with an Eva at all. They have to understand the Gemara Chabez and Avodah Zarah that Chol Shamoed Malacha is also Doraisa. Otherwise, there'd be no with the Eva. Maisa says Vashawaisa comes out, is what the Pandavashi Rav says, comes out that in a Chanami, the Isra of Eitzarah is only to a Jew like all Mitzvah of Chaveru. And even if though Gezel Akam is also not Torah, that's a separate halacha, there's a custom we have. And that's why the Mitchas Chinuch says, the Chinuch says that it's only Israel, says the Rambam says. But if Ne'iva of another Makom, that's even for a guy, because Hashem wants everybody to keep mitzvahs. The goyim should keep seven mitzvahs. The Jews should keep tayag mitzvahs. So if I'm machshul anybody but Aveira to violate Ratzon Habore, that's the Lufne'iva of machshul Ba'aveira. Okay. This is all section number one. Good, let's continue. Section number two, separate inyan to discuss, separate chakira. The Panav Rav tied it into the earlier chakira, but it doesn't have to be tied in. Is if Ne'iva an independent Isser, or is it a chelek of every Isser, a snif of every Isser? There is a one of the Achronim Sefer Shuvas Emuna Shmuel, a very fantastic chidush. He says if a person is not a bar chiyuva of a particular avera, that avera doesn't relate to him. He's exempt from that avera. So then I don't have a lef Ne'iva if I'm machshel person in avera that to me it's not really an avera. That is his shita. They all ask on this Emunah Shmuel, what's the difference? Who cares if it's for me an avera? It's a michshel. If I am a siba for someone else an avera, for him it's an avera. What does it matter if it's I'm shayach to that avera? What difference? I'm not a bar chiyuva. Yeah.
What's going to do with the question?
It's a good kasha. It's a chori like this. Chori, it's muchrach against him from the case of Kos Yang and Nazir. I'm not a Nazir. That gufu was what the Ran said. Why is it Mark picked the case of Kos Yang and Nazir? Because I would think, for me, it's not a problem to drink wine, so maybe it's no lufne iver. Hagufa, the chiddush of the Kos Yang and Nazir is, I'm not shaykh to that avera, nevertheless it's lufne iver. So what I have to answer on that is, but I'm not mufka from it. I could become a Nazir. It's not like I could never have such an Isra. It doesn't have to be that the poel, right now, this would be an Isra for me. To be a bar chiyuva means that that Issa could exist for me as well. In theory. That's obviously how he's going to have to assume, because or else it makes no sense. Obviously, Kos Yayin Nazir, it's only not only a Nazir who gives the Kos Yayin, that's over the Fe'iva. The answer is, I'm Shaykh to Issa Naziris too. That's obviously the answer. But Lemaisa, in Svara, what is he saying? Sof Kol Sof, I'm Machshu the other person by Avera. What difference does it make if I'm a Bar Chiyuva and not Avera not? So, yeah.
So this is like, the example would be like, guys keeping 2 days.
This is very interesting. This is a separate discussion. In other words, you're in Eretz Yisrael on the second day Yontif, and you ask, or you know, that person, what are you going to say? You're going to ask, who's going to ask who? Can you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael do Mulacha for you? That's a separate issue. He's not, what is it, Lufnei Iver? Could be the latter do Mulacha for you.
What about the other way around? Like I'm saying, because
someone there to sell it to the Chutz Lawrence. No, what do you mean?
No. A Ben Yisrael tells, he tricks the guy to do
something. Ah, to tell him to do it. So for him it's an Isser, but Ben Yisrael is not Shaykh to that Isser, I hear? That could be similar. Right, according to the Emunah Shmuel, there should be no inyan of, although in theory, okay, again, in terms of what I'm saying with Kosi Yang and Nazir, it could be, in theory, you could be Shaykh to that Isser. Although being an Eretz Yisrael, you're not Shaykh to Yisr Yantav Sheini, but you're Shaykh to Isser Melechus Yantav. Okay, so where is he coming from? Before anything else, there are many kashas on this shita. Where is he coming from? Why would it require me to be a bar chiyuva? So the obvious explanation is because the pshat is lufnei iver is not a separate independent iser to be machshel others b'chet. Rather, lufnei iver is a snif of each chet. Every chet has in it the possibility of being violated either through the person who violates it or vicariously. Through a person who enables another to violate it, so that constitutes a violation of that Isra as well. The Lufne'iver is sort of a branch of every given Avera. You can have the Avera done by the Baal Aveira. You can have it done by the person who's a vehicle for the other doing the Aveira. I'm Musa that other people should not do this Aveira. He says only as long as the Kivegu explains the meaning of Arvus. And therefore it has to be something that you're shaykh to. Arvus is only shaykh if you have an Arvus for a particular mitzvah because it's shaykh to you. He brings a couple of examples like this as well. The Torah says in Yeridea, a Kohen is mitzvah not to mitame a Kohen katan. Mashma Yisrael has no iser not to mitame Kohen katan. Only a Kohen, Gadol, has it. So, Lamaisa, along these lines, you have to say for Lufnei Iver. Even though they're separate halachas, Arvus, Lufnei Iver, Hasik Dom Al Ktanim, but Lamaisa, this would be the common thread, that it's only if you are Shaykh to this Inyan do you have a Lufnei Iver. So, where can we find the chorus? And this is the very famous machlokas that people like to pin this Chakira on. Again, there may be other ways to learn the Machlokas, but one obvious way to learn it is the Balamor and the Ran in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, in Perek Ben Sora Mor, El Gabi the Sugi Yehug by Yavor. Shitas Balamor. The din of Yehug by Yavor by Avodah Zarah, we know, is not just for Avodah Zarah, but it's also up Israel of Avodah Zarah, anything that's associated with this. But there's something else to talk about. What about Lefnei Iver of Avodah Zarah? Do you have to be Moser Nefesh not to violate Lufnei Iver of the Imach of somebody in Avodah Zarah? Says the Balamor that Lufnei Iver of Avodah Zarah goes into the rule of Ab Israel with Avodah Zarah as well. And the Ran disagrees. He says Lufnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not Yehug Bal Yavor. What's the Pshat Machokas? The Balamor would hold that Lufnei Iver has in it a shtickle of that Aver itself. So therefore, if Yehug Bal Yavor is what's demanded of you not to violate Avodah Zarah and any aspect of Avodah Zarah, Lufnei Iver is not independent Iser, Amachshu Baveira. It doesn't matter what the Aveira is, Amachshu and Baveira. No, but Amachshu and Avodah Zarah is associated with the Iser of Avodah Zarah itself. I have to be Moser Nefesh not to violate Lufnei Iver of Avodah Zarah. The Ran disagrees. Lufnei Iver doesn't have in it the Geder Achet of the Chet itself that person did. It's not Amachshu Baveira, that's my Cheshbon. I did an Aveira of being Machshu another person Baveira. But not specifically the Aver that he did is the Lufnei Iver of that Aver. Could be the Ran of the Shittah, so this Ran that we saw the other day in Shir. Because Tosas asks on Daf Gimel in Masech de Shabbos that how come the Gemara mentions cases in the Baal Bayis and the Ani where it's Pater Umutter. If the person is completely passive and the other party is the one that did both the Akira and the Hanacha, the Gemara calls that Pater Umutter. Half a malacha is patra velasa. I did not kill without a hanacha l'masha. But if I did nothing, so then patra umutter. In fact, Tosas patra umutter lefnei iver. I'm supporting the other person who did the akira and the hanacha from my hand. So it should be patra velasa based on lefnei iver. Tosas discusses further, and even if you could say he doesn't need me, but it's misayeya as we saw yesterday. So the Ran answers and the Rush answers there at the end. That pater umuter in terms of what in terms of Yisurei Shabbos. Lufnei Iver is an ayacheshbin. But pater umuter in terms of Hilchot Shabbos is pater umuter. My nafkamina, says the Kivega there, you're not a mumra l'chol Torah kuah. If you violate Yisur Shabbos, you consider a mumra l'chol Torah kuah. It's not a violation of Yisur Shabbos. It's not going to be a problem of mumra. So according to the Ran, you don't become a mumra l'chol Torah kuah by violating Lufnei Iver of Melechus Shabbos. So what's the Ran saying? L'shit hasa. Just like the Ran holds in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, that you don't become mechuyev to give up your life rather than violate Lufnei Iver of Avodah Zarah, because Lufnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not an Iser of Avodah Zarah. Similarly, you don't have an Iser Melechus Shabbos committed when you on your part when you're machshu another person in Iser Melechus Shabbos. L'maisa, there's other ways to learn this machokis. Maybe it's machokis not in terms of Ne'ivah, it's in terms of the parameters of Abizrayu, which is a whole other way to go. Then he continues, he says, in the Gemara there in Shabbos, on Daf Dalet, as we saw the other day on Monday, we saw in the Shir, we connected it over there as well directly, Tosas discusses the stira between two Gemaras. Daf Dalet and Shabbos, Gemara assumes there's a double pashut that we don't say to one person, Chatei, you do an Aveira, which is small Aveira, Kidei Sheyizkach Aveiracha, in order that the other person will be spared a larger Aveira. In fact, Tosis from the Sugya in Erevin that says that according to Rebbe, it's Kedai for a Chaver to do a Sura Zuta, what Aveira? Of taking off Trum Samayis Shulam and Amukuf on behalf of the Amma Aret, that he should not be Nichshel in Iser Teva. So Tosis gives a chiluk that in the case of an Erevin, the Amma Aretz is going to be Nichshel through me. I'm going to be the Gorim of his Issa. Now he says that the Me'iri adds a few words. Tirtzu chachmer tzrafatim, shelo nesar emnish im yechta Amma Aretz, nimsa chaver Gorim lo. Avo bezu, she'ino Gorim lo lo hitiru. In the case in Shabbos Tav Dalet, he put the dough in the oven, and you want me to save him from his issachatas by taking out the dough. I'm not the cause of his aver. Chachmei hadoros add the af hachaver ilu chata ama aretz nimtza hu nasa nichshol v'yeshol chelok ba'avera lashon hamiri. That the ama aretz eating tevel would be the chaver's cheshbin. I have a chelok in that avera. What did they add by adding those couple of words? What did they add? It's the same teretz. I'm the seed of his avera. Says the Rosh Hashanah, beautiful. What they added was that the first formulation, the Chachmei Tzrafatim, didn't want to go as far as assuming that it's my avera of eating tevel. I'm a gorim in his avera, so that's my avera. If even that was a gorim in someone else's avera, that's enough to make a chiluk between here and the case in Shabbos. The others added, the Chachmei Hadoros added another nekuda. They said that Lamaisa, if he does Iser Tevel through me, I have a chelk in that Iser Tevel. Therefore, what I'm doing is not to save him, it's to save me from that very same Iser. So that was what they added on top of what the others said. And Akopanim says, that's the mahalach of the Munah Shmuel, obviously, that it's only if I'm a bar chiyuva and that aver. Okay, next Nikuta, the third section. Lifnei Iver, when the person does aver is a shogeg. The Minchas Chinuch says a radical chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch says, it's brought here in the Chon Yerushalayim on the mitzvah itself. It's really from Kometz HaMincha, which is he added afterwards, but they brought it here in the Minchas Chinuch edition. He says that if you're machshel a person by avera b'shogeg, you're not violent lifnei iver because it's a shogeg. He didn't do anything. As I said, the Minchas Chinuch. Take a look here, page 6. Gam nirli pashut. In Moshe Ibn Achai Benoch v'chen shar davar asa l'goy da over lifnei iver dafkem ha-goy yodea shu Ibn Achai or shar yisr. Kinu over lifnei iver. Ma goy ini der klam u Ibn Achai. Tein a goy yose iser. Da ho shogi gomer in machshilo klal. Ein over Yisrael lifnei iver. Rako Yisrael shu shogi ik asa litein because lo sachilom. Apo goy shu shogi gomer mutu litein da tipu pashut. By Yisrael there's a separate issue lo sachilom. But there's no lifnei iver if the person does aver is a shogi. It's a pella, what he's saying. Chorot's mefurish not that way. First of all, svara, because chora shogig is not like you did nothing. Shogig is avera. Vaharaya, if you do certain averas for shogig that has a chi of kares b'mezid, what do you have to do? Bring a carbon chatas. Obviously, there's something that you have to find kapara for. The Ramban writes in Sefer Shara Gmul two ideas of why there's a need for a kapara. Number one, because you should have been more vigilant, you should have researched more, you should have thought about it. You know, the fact that you would have done more homework and investigated more, you wouldn't have done the Avera. You would have had the knowledge that you needed to know to prevent you from doing the Avera. So the lapse of awareness is also an Avera. That's one idea. Second point is because doing an Avera leaves a stain on the Neshama. So there's a Kapara that's needed. So if it is a Mechshol. So that's in Svara. But the bigger proof is in the Gemara itself. The Tosis and Avodah Zarah Davar Beis. Tosis says, why pick the case of Nazir? Kos Yayim Nazir. What did Tosis say? The Ran gave the reason. because you're not yourself a Nazir. Still, there's a chiddush, it's called with Me'iver. Tosa says, because since most people drink wine, and the Nazir could have forgotten that he's a Nazir. So therefore, you can't give... Stama Yisrael asked for a cheeseburger, he's not going to eat it, so you can give it to him. Nazir is going to forget. He might forget he's a Nazir. So it's all about a case of a shogig, Tosa says. That's the portion of Tosa. And it's with Ne'iver. That's the issue of Ne'iver. That's not Lusachim. That's with Ne'iver. And that's the whole Shasta. He's going to forget. So too, the Rashi Weiss brings from Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Gimel. He asks, Lama Pato Mutter, you're over with Ne'iver, Mistama the case in Mishnah Shogeg, because we're talking about Chiyuv Chatas there. And then another example, another Rai he brings from the Lech and Mishnah Mal Velove, Perek Beis Lech Zayin, by the Gemara that says in B'mitziyayin Hei that you can't lend B'li Edim, because the person is going to deny the loan, and you machshel the person to deny the loan. What does it mean? He's going to dafka purposely deny the loan, or he's going to forget? So the Lech and Mishnah explains that the pshat is he's going to forget. So you see that it's the Lufnei Iver, if he's going to do the Aver B'Shogig. So all these points, number one, Svara, certainly it sounds like it's an Aver B'Shogig, just like a Mezit, so it should be Lufnei Iver. Secondly, the case of Kos Yayin L'Nazir, Tosfos explains, is based on a Shikcha. So also the Lech and Mishnah in the case of the lending somebody without Edim, and also the case in Tosfos Shabbos Daf Gimel, the Pashtas talking about Chiyuv Chatas, Tosfos raises the issue of Lufnei Iver. And Umaysa, at the end of the day, B'yose kasha be'enai, how could the Minchas Chinuch have thought that B'shogeg there's no Aveira of Lufnei Iver? The Gemara in Yuma, at the end of Yuma, talks about Sugiv Tshuva. Shogeg is a Michshol, ki chashalta b'avonecha. So the word Michshol, dafka means a Shogeg. So every Shogeg is part of Lufnei Iver. Ad kedei kach, the Shach, in Yoredeya, that we saw yesterday, he says Mashba that there's no, there's only Lufnei Iver but Shogig but not the Mezid. We learned he's going on Misayeya, not on Lufnei Iver. Maisa, I think the Shach only meant it by Misayeya. So he says must be Menachas Chinuch must have meant something else. He didn't mean that a Shogig which needs a Kapara is no Lufnei Iver. He meant a Shogig that's Karav La'onas, where you wouldn't even have a Chiv Chatas. A person receives something from someone else, he doesn't have to think it might not be kosher. That's not even a shogeg, it's less than a shogeg. Alright, so that's the second, that's the inyan of the Lufnei Iver by a shogeg. Now, section Dalit. Yeah, please.
What about if the person who was a shogeg was the one putting the sum of luck?
Can you violate the Avera b'shogeg? If you master the person b'shogeg, the Pashtus, it seems like it's only your kavana was a hachshel. That's what the Rishonim is a mashma, the Rishonim, Chinuch. You have to have kavana. I have here a sefer just on the Lufnei Iver. I had it with Lufnei Iver. I didn't get through it. Don't give me a b'chin on it. But someone, they bring this from others. It has to be kavana l'hachshu.
Must be yours to kecha, no?
Yes, no kecha could be also it's mashma that way, yeah. Pashtus, you have to have kavana. Otherwise, it's not like you're going to say you did that very b'shogeg, or it's not called aver at all. It's not called avera if you didn't have kavana. Like etzara, think about etzara for a second. If I'm not intending to give bad advice, my advice I gave was bad. You tell me you violated with the ivadra, but honest, b'shogeg, chay the pshat is obvious. The whole Isser to Masi Eitzara is the Kavana to give him that advice. So Al Berach Zad would think with the issue of L'Sayeya of Ovi Avera. It has to be Kavana L'Hachshir. Maybe we'll touch on this soon as we go on. Let's see. So issue number one we discussed, the two Gedarim in the Isser. Eitzara versus Machshav Avera. Second point, whether it's a Snif of Ovi Avera, or it's a separate avera by itself, independent. Third point, with the Iver b'shogeg, very difficult in chaschinuch. Pashtus, straightforward shogeg, certainly there's with the Iver. Now we get to the very interesting chakira of the Yad Malachi. if the other fellow never tripped in the end, he never did the Aveira, the Nazir didn't drink the wine, but you gave him the wine, do you violate the Ne'iva? The Yad Malach is Chakir. So they want to link this maybe to a Machokas. So let's see if he touches on it here. Maybe he doesn't touch on it here. Okay, so we'll leave it. The question of Ben Noach today, but all right. Shut Pnei Yeshua. That's not the Pnei Yeshua on Shas. Maybe it's a grandfather. It could be. I don't remember anymore. Says you're not over, and so says the Chazon Ish. The Yad Malachi, the Achiezer, says you are over. Okay. So he gets into a discussion on this question. Then he goes to the Gemara in Kiddushin. How do you understand the Gemara in Kiddushin? Yamid Beis. We saw this Gemara last week. The Gemara says that one of the Amoraim, Rabbi, wanted to test his son's midos, so he ripped a very expensive garment to see if he'd get angry, right? Lashna Gemara is, how could he do this? V'dilma rasach v'ka'ovar b'lifnei iver. Maybe the son will get mad and the father violates l'fnei iver. What's the mashmah for the Gemara? Dilma rasach, that if he gets angry, then it's l'fnei iver. So it's mashmah for the Gemara. Only if the son gets angry do I violate l'fnei iver. Because then he'll be violating kibud aveim, and then that will be my aveira of l'fnei iver. Let's say the son doesn't get angry. So seemingly according to the one son of the Chakira, should still be l'fnei iver. Similarly, it's mashmah b'mitzia in hay. The case there that if I lend money without edim, so it's l'fnei iver because the lover could end up denying the chov. Let's say the lover ends up paying the chov. It's mashmah, it's no l'fnei iver. Only if he ends up not paying the chov, then it's my l'fnei iver. So what's the difference? L'chori, if you hold like the Achiezer and the Yad Malachi, that just placing the michshol alone is enough to violate l'fnei iver if he doesn't actually trip. So why is the mashmah kedushin, and also in Bar Mitzia, that only if the son gets angry, and it's only if the lover defaults, that there's a lifnei iver? So he wants to say an interesting svar to answer like this: la'olam, just putting the michshol down without the person actually tripping is also a very lifnei iver, but it has to be a michshol that's defined as clearly a michshol. Sometimes it's clear-cut a michshol. I give the kos yayin l'nazir, he doesn't drink it. L'maisa, I gave him a michshol. It's clear as day that it's a michshol here for him to have this wine around him because he can drink it. That means I put a michshol in front of him. If it's a michshol muchachas, even nachay ben Noach, same thing, that is clearly a violation even if he doesn't drink it. However, when the maisa of hachshola is not muchach, in Kiddushin, I ripped garments. No, Mechatei says called a michshel. If he has sterling midas, so it could be I didn't do anything. It's not a michshel. Mele, it's only if it turns out he gets angry, it's a goy nosa, that it was a michshel that I did. It's a beautiful, beautiful mehalach to miyashe b'skasha. Similarly there, b'bamitziah, it's a chshash, he might default, he might deny the loan. But it's not muchach by the very case that it's going to be that way. If it's karov lavo l'day yisr, so at the end, l'maisi didn't do the yisr, but that's still simas michshel. But if it's not clear cut, then it comes out it's only going to be a function of what happens later on to define whether it's called a michshel or not. You have to know, is it like breira? In other words, l'maisi, if it wasn't clear cut, so l'maisi at the end, he did it. So who says it's, you can say goy milsa that it was a michshel. Could be that it wasn't a michshel because he didn't have to get angry. Since it's not clear, he's going to get angry. Unless you say it shows you he was the kind of person that would naturally get angry. So therefore, it was a michshel. We just didn't know his temperament. If his temperament was such that if we could have done the EKG of the brain beforehand, and we would know, you know, so he had the potential then to get angry. Just didn't come out to later. Now we figured out that's the kind of man she was. So that's not called breira. That l'maisa we call it a michshel. You have to know if that's the pshat exactly. That's what he means. And in the case where he denied the loan, since he was the type of person that ended up denying it, whether he forgot or denies it, so it shows you that that was a mitzias of a michshel because of the nature of the person. Could be that's what he means to say. It's a chidush, but it's a nice teretz. Yes,
Yitzchak. Earlier we spoke about the second thing. We said that he's there's Mandamar that says that he's over the specific mitzvah.
Yeah.
So, I guess sort of a question: if we're saying now that that you're still liable, even though the guy didn't actually do the aver,
right? How, so that you're 100% right. The bris, so I hear you. The Panavis Rav takes for granted that for him to say this idea, you're quite right. That the inyan of the machshav avera is it's a sniff of that avera. He says mefurish in this piece that obviously he's assuming at the tzad of the yad malachi that it's only when he does the avera 100%. In other words, to assume this tzad, the balamar we said that it's a sniff of that avera is to say that lifnei iver requires that the person did the avera. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. If you tell me that he doesn't do the avera, then you can't tell me I violated the avera. He never actually did. Couldn't say that. Those two hakiras are clearly intertwined. You could have said that you require him to do the avera, but it's still not called that my avera is the avera he did. My avera is that I tripped him up in an avera. Who cares that the nature specific avera, but that's not my avera. My avera is a favor. Or you could argue that no, if the avera is that he has to do the avera, then my avera is that avera. But if you hold that he doesn't have to actually do the avera for me to violate the avera, no doubt if the avera is not an avera of the thing he did or that he could have done. It's not the avera that I put a milkshow in front of him. That's what you're pointing out.
Yeah.
You're 100% correct. 100%. It's very important to and that's what he takes on for granted. I looked at it very quickly this morning. It's just for sure. That's clear. Eitzarai tainus could be a function of just giving the Eitzara. So in a chenami, he wants to argue that if you would present the possibility of the Avera to somebody and he doesn't do it, I would violate lifnei iver midin Eitzara. But that would only be for a yid, not for a guy. But then if he did the Avera, then I have this the second tier of lifnei iver, the second classification of having that Avera itself. That's the Torah that he's basically saying. What about if you're machshel somebody in a machsheves avera? Huri avera kashim me'avera, right? You don't get punished like you did in the ma'is avera, but it's still not a good thing to have machsheves avera. So he wants to declare in Fizin Chakira. Can you lend somebody money without Eden? Which means that's the case in Bamitsiyayin, hey, that's a lefnei iver because he could deny the loan. Right? But in my mind, I have kavana to mimocho the person should he default. So Lamaisa, the Lova would not violate any Isser when he doesn't pay because I was Mochel Meikar. So would I have a Lefnei Iver because I am causing the person to do an Aver, not really an Aver B'maisa, but an Aver B'machshav? Any thoughts? So L'chera, he says, what's that Gemara in Kedushin about? Kedushin Lamed Beis. Rav Huna ripped the clothing in the presence of Rabbi's son to see if he gets angry. The Gemara asks over there in Kedushin, you have this in your book, he might get angry, he's Lufnei Iver. The Gemara answers, he's Mochel is covered. Rabbi's Mochel is covered. It says, Tosvos, on that Gemara, take a look. Tosvos says that you have to assume that he told his son that I'm Mochel. Suppose somebody sticks his hand to a pot, thinking that he's going to grab a piece of chazer, and he takes it, and he eats it, and he thought he was eating a chazer, and that's what he intended to do. But umaisa was kosher meat. So we learn out you need a kapar from pasuk in Parshas Matos. You know what I'm referring to, Rosh? Hashem Yisrach La, when she violates her neder, but Umaisa, the husband, was made for the neder. Hashem Yisrach La. So you need kapar. Kiva heard this, he cried. See, even the standards are so high, even like that, you need kapar. So Tosis is saying, you have to assume that the rabbi told his son, I'm mochel.
But what he's saying is that.
What?
The whole story falls apart.
It was all there in the first place.
Well, how would he test his midas, in other words? No, a mochel, I'm a covet. But you see, he gets upset. He can still get upset. You mean it wouldn't be kibbut aveim violation? No, that's the teretz of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is, nanchenami. The Gemara asks if Nei Iver, what would he be testing? be testing his stam if he the Gemara says it's Lufnei Iver. No, it's not Lufnei Iver. He's Mocha. And he told him so. But what was he testing? He's testing to see if he gets upset, I guess. You're right, it's not really testing me to keep it up the aim then. Interesting, he brings from the Shlomo Zalman, based on Tosis, two dinim, he says. Let's say somebody eats with somebody else, and he didn't check whether the food was kosher, and he should have checked, and he didn't. The host has to tell him the food is kosher, because if he doesn't, he's going to violate Lifnei Iver, because the other person is Iver, the Aveira of not having, right, of eating without really knowing, and he should have known, he should have checked. So if I don't tell him that this food is kosher, I'm machshel him in Lifnei Iver that he ended up eating kosher, but not the way he should have. He should have checked it first, and he didn't ask whose hashgacha is it. So I'm mochiv to tell him it's under hashgacha. That's my requirement of Shlomo Zalman. From this Tosis.
That's only if the guy's going to think that it's a possibility that it's not kosher. And then if there's a possibility it's not kosher, the person's probably
but
not
it,
on a level
since
to
he's mechuyev to check and he didn't check, it's also an aveira of sorts.
But if he's on a level, if that situation is a situation.
If he's not relying on me, he just doesn't think to ask. But he should ask.
When should he ask? When there's something in the Balabai. So if there's something in the Balabai, he's
okay.
going to
So let's say I'm a guy that he doesn't know from Adam. So then he should be checking with me. So then
why?
I have to talk to
him.
Why should we do that? Should rely on that. It's a good shag. So what was it? Why is that? Kishahaya Levavar. He talks about a case. Shahaya Levavar. Normally, you don't have to be Mevar. Let's say there's a case. You have to know what the case is. Like, you should be Mevar. Then the host has to tell him. That's what he says. Another example, yes, is someone is happens to be Mesiyached with a woman and the Baal is in a city, which is fine for Yichud, but she doesn't know that her husband is in a city, so you have to tell her, by the way, your husband is around. Otherwise, she's violating, that she should have checked yet. Well, Maisa, Rabbi Shulai is saying you can be Mechalik here. Maybe a little bit what you're saying. If you're Miskavin for Maisa, maybe you're saying initially, Miskavin to Maisa Avera, you need a kapar for the Ratzon and the Machshava to Maisa Avera. That's Lifnei Iver, if I'm Machshav you in the Ratzon to do an Avera, where you intended to eat Chazer, but it turned out to be kosher. That's what Tosis was talking about. But in a case where I just didn't do my homework enough, I didn't ask on the kashrus, I'm a pusheya, I need a kapara. But lemaisa eating, I didn't do anything in the maisa that has any sense of an avera, could be that there's no requirement to save the person from that. Yeah, okay. Now another inyan, section Vav. Ish la'ayin, he says, chaver nichshal al yado b'chet, in other words, can you have a violation with Neiver b'shev al tasa? In other words, you are in a sense a siva for his avera, but you didn't act. You didn't. We at some point we declared this question. I think at one point in Shir, you didn't hand him the kof yayin, but you are a siva for his avera. Is that a violation? Because b'shev al tase, you are a siva, the mitzvah said you are a siva for his avera. That's Lifnei Iver. We want to say maybe why the Chinuch calls it the alav she'en b'maisa, because the yisod of the yisod is my being a cause in your avera, not the maisa that I did. So then we would assume that would be Lifnei Iver. But if you hold that it's the maisa that I did, then you have to have a maisa. So he brings in the middle of this piece, he brings an interesting thing. The Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, or Chaim Kuf Samach Tes, you can't give food to somebody who's not going to make a bracha. Why? Because it's Lifnei Iver. Says of Shlomo Zalman. But today we can be maker. Why? In a case where, for example, somebody is not from, comes to your house to work, and he's generally a nice person, he respects Jews, if you're not going to offer basic courtesy, offer something to eat, he's going to look badly at you and bad at other Jews. It's going to lead him to all kinds of problems of losisna and losikim vositor. You're going to get on his wrong side, and it's going to be worse. So therefore, you're actually saving the person from losisna and sinas tamil chacham and so on and so forth.
Isn't that chateshul?
Yeah,
No, so no. One way to look at it is like a chatei. I'm doing a smuli yisur me'iver to save him. That's one way to think about it. We brought it in connection to chatei. Shlomo Zalman's saying even more than that. It's not even a lufnei iver either, because it's not really a michshel. To the contrary, I'm saving him from a michshel. I'm not being machshel him. I'm actually saving him from a worse michshel. So it's not lufnei iver either. Now, if you tell me there's no lufnei iver b'shev al tase, so he says, when you give him the food, the kumbah is safe. If I don't give him, if I do not, I'm not mechavid him, that's sheval tase. So what's the lufnei iver? Unless you say that the receiving him, that's the maise. But the maise, he says, it's okay, you're not being him in mechshel at all. Anyway, the truth is, he's not so clear about this chiddush of Shlomo Zalman, as you can see over here. You come in with falpo here, back and forth about this issue. Interesting chakira, section Zayin, okay. Chazonish, b'toch dvara. If you're machshir yourself, you're over lifnei iver. You're machshir yourself. Exactly. What does that mean? What would be the case?
I can think of a case. I was actually thinking about it before.
Yeah.
When you're about to go into like some sort of like surgery or like some sort of like medicine or whatever, so you know that in the future you're gonna act a certain way, so you make sure, you have to make sure that you know that you, everything's proper beforehand. Because later on it might come to
you. You can do a lot of things that are gonna cause you. You know, a lot of things in life. You make a wrong decision. You know, or you know it's going to lead you. Okay. So he says, Lechori can't say that there's going to be a tnei iver, only if it's somebody else. Why? Because otherwise, every yisod rabban that you violate, which is a harchak of a deraisa, would be a tnei iver because of the fact that you led you to a deraisa, violating the rabban. So you did the yisod rabban, that should be a tnei iver, leading you to a deraisa. Yeah. That's what Chachamim defined that yisod as being a siyag. Even if it didn't lead to the yisod Torah, the Yad Malachi says that it's already in Mechshel, because of the fact that you did, you know, you brought the potential out for the Aveir. Me'olam lo shamanu she'ovar usad rabban yishbiyo v'lav d'oraisa. Finally, this is the last, next to last section, he has, lifnei iver on something which is ikaro schus. Interesting. Be'etzem it's a schus, but there's a potential mechshel that comes from it. You put something in front of the person that's not defined as a mechshel. Mechus is not a mechshel; it's a parv, and maybe even better, it could even be a schus be'etzem. But lemaisa, it could end up leading the person to astray, to do an avera. He says if it's not defined be'etzem as a mechshel, it should be fine. So it goes well with the piece he had earlier, that even in the cases in kedushin and bar mitzvah where the person, it didn't become clear till later how the person's going to act. You can't necessarily assume it's a mechshel unless you see the person's character, how it comes out. He wants, what do you want to gain with this chiddush? It's his own svar. What is he gaining with this? Somebody asked him the question, how are you allowed to say over Torah to somebody who has not yet said Birchas HaTorah? If someone's said Birchas HaTorah, you're telling over a shtickl Torah, telling over a vort, a good vort, to a Torah. But meanwhile, you machshil him in being mevatel the mitzvah say of Birchas HaTorah by learning without Birchas HaTorah.
You know for sure he can say Birchas HaTorah?
Okay. Let's assume the cases that you know. Or if you don't know, maybe you should know. You should check it out. The Teretz says, but divrei Torah, not a mechshel. He's mechshel himself. That's not called you mechshel. By definition, he's not, it's not, not called a mechshel. But he says like this, interesting. He discusses the following. Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva. If somebody's involved in a gerus, of somebody, a prospective ger, that's not going to be keep Torah mitzvahs, but the gerus is going to be the kabbal mitzvahs. But you know, he's not going to stick to this kabbalah. So someone who's involved with such a gerus would be over lifnei iver, because meanwhile this person is going to become Jewish through his commitment, through his through everything he's going through, the mikvah and so on. But he's going to be violating averus, and you're involved in such a gerus. That's lifnei iver. How can you say that somebody who's coming Jewish, which is the best chus in the world, should be called a michshel? Lamaisa, it's going to be a good person because he's not committed so much. He's not going to keep his commitment. But the etzem idea of geirus is not a mechshel by definition. You can't make something a mechshel if it's not the etzem mechshel. Even if it's going to lead practically to a result which is bad, maybe etzera would be, but he's a guy now. So if you hold like the achronim that say that based on the shonis of the rishonim, there's no etzera by a guy, so you don't have that issue either. So he says, how could you say something which is kol kulo schus, dushas yisrael, chaviv in yisrael, that it should be considered a lefnei iver? That's what he wants to tie in against Rosh Hashanah Zalman. 2 seconds. Similarly, he brings it from the tshuva mutsal me'esh. How can a toveya be mashbia nitva shvuas motiv mixas? I say you owe me $100, you say that you owe me 50. So I make you swear that you don't owe me the other 50. I know I'm right. I'm mashbia you for the extra, for the balance, and I'm machshel you. Shvuas motiv mixas, because you're going to lie with the shvu. Or Erechad, I know that you're going to be violating Shvuah Shekin. The Teretz says the whole purpose of the Shvuah is to separate him from Gezel, not for the sake of swearing Shekin. That's not called a Mechshel. It's a Suffolk, maybe he'll violate the Shvuah. But the Etzim Kavana, it goes to the question of Kavana. My Kavana is to Mechshel you? No. My Kavana is to get my money, and hopefully this will be a deterrent. You won't take the Shvuah. I self-kosef, you swear and you nishbel sheker, and maybe even if you're probably going to do it, that's not my cheshbon, that's not lefnei iver. But Yechor says, at the time he's about to swear, maybe it should be lefnei iver. Go ahead, yeah?
How would I cause yayin of kiddush to a nazir? That's what Etzmet's chos.
Okay. You're saying, kind of what he's saying now, the Gemara discusses in Nazir about the Yitzhak being chal on even Chos Yom Mitzvah, but Lamaisa is saying in the case like that, the Etzim Yitzhak Schus. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Finally, last section, he brings him his son, and his son when was younger, he asked him, according to the Achronim, that if the Nazir doesn't drink the wine, then there's no violation of the Me'iver. Comes out that if the Nazir did drink the wine, so now the Nazir should not just only violate his Isser Nazirus, but the Nazir himself should have violate Lifnei Iver because he's Machshil the Nosein, the Moshit, in a Lifnei Iver. In other words, if you cause another Jew to violate Lifnei Iver, it's also Lifnei Iver. Lamaise is a Tosis that's Mashma this way. It doesn't mention it. L'chaira, if a Jew has Isser Lifnei Iver, so if one Jew causes another Jew, it's a Lefneiver on a Lefneiver. There's a Tosis. I'll show you the Tosis that I think it's Mashma this way. Pashtus, that's what Tosis means. Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Daf, Tes Vavam Adays, Tosis Diba Maskel Obito Chav Mazdin Rei. You take a look in that Tosis, you'll see what I mean. Tosis used a Russian Bisrael. I don't have time to go into it. You look at the Tosis. It could be Tosis is saying this, that there's a Lefnei Iver on causing another Jew to violate Lefnei Iver. That's what he wants to say. Maybe you'll tell me there's only Lefnei Iver on being machshel someone in a different Aveira, not on a Lefnei Iver. No? Oh, very good. He quotes the Tosis over here. Yeah, very good. That means basically it keeps going back and forth. Okay, so that's the first shtickle. Yeah, there's some overlap in the other piece. Basically, you'll see it. Maybe I highlight a couple of things that are new in the other piece. He must have said it on a different year, so they wrote it up. In the second piece, Samin Lamites, he deals with, first of all, the inyan of Pshutu Shel Mikra in Oth Beis. So he brings a parallel that could be part of Lassasin Dam Bei Secha. He says maybe that's not a good answer because that's only by a Mikshel of death, with dangerous potential hazard of death. Then he deals with the issue here in Os Gimel, which is what we saw now in terms of whether it's been a makbir machavero, the two dinim of Bufnei Iver. He brings in this regard of machokis between the Imre Bina and the Shut Pnei Yeshua. Shut Pnei Yeshua says a tremendous chiddush that the whole inyan of the machshel goy ba'avera of an iser bisman hazeh is only drabanan, even though we don't, the Gemara doesn't say like that at all. The Gemara just quotes it as part of the din of Pnei Iver. It's only nasmachta today, because the Gemara says that today the Hashem took away the schar for Bnei Noach for their mitzvahs. They're not mitzuveh. They don't get schar ki mitzuveh oseh. Well, ma'aseh, there's still an onesh that they're going to get if they violate it. So that's what. So it's no worse than Eitz Hashem Hogena, says the Imre Bina. Could be, what does he hold? The Pshut Pnei Yeshua? It's not about Eitz Hashem Hogena. The issue is about violating Hashem's Ratzon. And if there's no Tzivoy Hashem, then it's not called that you caused an Avera to be violated. So, of course, it's still difficult because still, if there's an onesh, it's certainly not a good thing. Hashem doesn't want it anyway. The other in he brings in Os Daud is Machshavas HaKatan. If you machshav a katan in Avera, is that called Lifnei Iver? The Ritva says in Yitmoikatan Yitzayin on the case of Makeh ben Ogadol that you violate Lifnei Iver because he could rebel, it's Lav Dafka Gadol. Sounds like there's an issue Lifnei Iver even by a katan. Well, Maisa, the Gemara learns out that there's a special inyan of Los Achileim, Lazigal Malaktanen, typically because of Lifnei Iver, so I don't know. The other discussion is about Lufnei Iver B'Shogeg. You can look at that more carefully. And then also in Osvav. Okay, you can look at it. Probably you'll enjoy it. It's good to chaz. It's good to say over. You can have a couple of shiurim out of this, right? And there's many more things. He didn't deal so much, as I said, in the Inyan of Nisayeya. But it's good to do this after, you know. If you do it before, we learned, it wouldn't have been as good, I think. It's having gone through some of the Makoros, but some of the Gemara, some of the Makoros, you can appreciate this much, much better. You see yourself the difference between, you know, looking at a piece just mikufio or having gone through a little bit. And we really didn't learn the sugyas as well as we could have with, you know, mamish each sugya with all the Rishonim, but just we got a little bit of a Baruch Hashem, a little bit of an appreciation of the sugya and the main yanim that are involved. As I mentioned to you, you have a sefer here called Lifnei Iver. There's other sefarim out there also on the sugyas. There's a sefer here by Rav Yoel Schwartz, which also has Inyanim of Lifnei Iver in it. This Kovetz Al Marcha I mentioned to you before. There's something else which I dug up. Rav Binyamin Menachem Schwartzman, I think it's great grandfather of the, Rav Beryl Schwartzman and Rav Aaron's son in law, I think it's a Zayd of his. It was written in Yerushalayim, Tavfish Tzadi Dalit. And this is a sefer called Dover Beito. Two sugyas that he works out in this, I got it from Hebrew books. Two sugyas that he works out in this kuntres. Bo yivur shitas Rashi ba Ramban. Im yesh iser d'lifnei iver, osita mechsho hecha d'leskei ha'over, v'yachol ha'asik ha'iser adei acherim. In other words, the Gemara says there's no lifnei iver if he has it. So we discussed with the guy in yesterday, right? If he could get it from another source, the Mordechai, the Meiri, the Gaon argues, that's called, that's no Lifnei Iver, it's called Chadev Denara or not. It's only when he has it, or even if he could get it. But Od Yivur Shitas Harash Vavodezara, the Asa Yisrael Limkar Davar, so we didn't do as much, Asa Yisrael Limkar Davar Yisrael Lenachri, Kisha Nachri Mocha Ach Kachri Yisrael Acher. That is, that you can't sell to a guy if the guy's going to sell to a Jew. It's only lefnei dilefnei. That's the sugar we didn't do yet. Lefnei dilefnei. Delo shayrinon lefnei dilefnei ela ba'akum. Avelo b'Yisrael. So the Rush holds that there's an issur lefnei dilefnei by a Jew, but not by a guy. Im hurak medraban ofim medaraisa kasha yivor. And what prompted this whole sefer was because of the situation with butchers, that they would sell the treif meat to guy. Those treifus animals, they would pass the unto Goyim, and the question is, would it go to a Jew? And that's the point of this rush. It's still a problem of Pnei Delefnei by a Jew. That's a sefer called Dover Beito. Okay, everybody, any questions? Any questions, last questions on the sugya? Okay, everyone should have a good day and a wonderful summer. Yetz Hashem. blessed brachas, the ruchnis of the gashos.